Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. Of course, we are round 18 in the bank for the NBL, and we are round 13 in the bank for the WNBL. Oh, there's some good times. Bottom, my friend. Yeah, isn't it good?
It's going to be a hell of a round, particularly in the women, because we've been discussing the fact that it's coming down to fourth place between Canberra and Sydney. Mm. They're both on 6 and 11. Sydney's won the first game, so Canberra has to win this week to sort of tie the series, and then they play another game. So that's a big one, and every game in the NBL is big because it impacts positioning in the six, and I think we've got pretty much we finalised our sixes. Yep. So,
yeah. Look, before we start, sad news as we reported last week, obviously, Darryl Pearce and the passing. You had the memorial, which I believe you spoke in, which was lovely and fitting. Yep. And, how was that?
Well, they had one in Melbourne on Friday, and then they had another one in Adelaide on Tuesday. And Matty Shanahan, who was one of the organisers and a great teammate of Darryl's in the 94, he told a great story. I've got to tell this story quickly. Matty Shanahan, as a kid, was going to play football. Mum didn't want him to play football. She was trying to get him to another sport. She took him out to an NBL game in 1986, and that happened to be the Adelaide 36ers playing the Nunawading Spectres. No. So he saw Darryl Pearce in the first game of basketball.
That's giving me goosebumps, buddy. Yep. That's giving me goosebumps.
And then he played basketball. And then like 8 years later, he's at the Institute. He's recruited to North Melbourne and their teammates. And after that became the firmest of friends. Like Darryl spent Christmas with him last couple of years. So it was great.
I saw a photo on socials of them recently, that photo. I think Matty put it on there saying, just my last time I saw him type thing. So
Brilliant. So look, as far as memorial services go, it was a really good remembrance of a great life as a basketball player. Mm. And Al Green spoke, Mark Davis spoke, Matty spoke, Ian Laurie, he's coached at Forestville, Mike Mackay, Ken Cole, myself. I think that's the lot. And, I think it was very well received.
No, that's lovely, man. Oh, well, a nice closure, I guess, if that's the right words. What a player.
As I wrote in at my blog, the Iceman leaveth.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, well, let's talk WNBL. There were some fantastic games. I'll just go through it quickly. Townsville beat the Flames. Bendigo beat Adelaide, which was a bit closer than I thought. Caps needed that win against the Flyers, like you just mentioned, with Flames losing that one, a next one in Perth against Perth, I should say. That's big for the Caps to get that win. And Townsville, I don't think that was a shock, beating United. Just going through the ladder very quickly, we have Bendigo, Perth, Townsville, the three, we said, and now we're fighting Flames, Caps, Geelong. I know you still think Geelong can't
Geelong's
get there.
Out of it. No, that was good.
But it's between
Canberra,
the Caps.
Canberra, Sydney. That they're going to meet two more times.
Yep.
As I said, Sydney has the 1-0 lead, but both times that they're going to meet is in Canberra. And so I'm predicting that Canberra will win this one. That'll tie up the series, make the last game absolutely fantastic. It'll already be a final, basically. Mm. But, I mean, have a Canberra beating Southside. Jay Melbourne, triple-double, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. So they're tracking pretty well. And then they've got Geelong as well in this round. And I think that's the one that ends Geelong, really.
Well, throw it out to me then. Who do you think's going to get fourth?
I think,
are you saying Caps?
I think it's going to be Canberra.
Okay. All right. Well, you mentioned that the Flames are playing. That's this week, by the way, in round 14.
Yep.
So the 30th of January, so Thursday. So that'll be a ripper game. What sort of – was there anything that took your fancy? Did you see anything more?
I did not. I know she's going to be a player of the round, so I don't want to steal your thunder. But
well, you just
Swain,
did.
Yeah, but Shanice Swain going for 40. In a loss, which is a bit like our other Jalen Adams at the Sydney Kings going for 43 in a loss. So you sort of, is that a better performance in a loss than in a win? I don't know. That's an interesting one to discuss, isn't it? Because your team a favour?
It's a good point that you make. We'll talk about it when we come to the play of the round. One thing I did notice with Bendigo is Kelsey Griffin getting back to her best. She had 19 and 14, and I thought that was really solid.
Yeah, well, she's a very good player. So, I mean, you know, no surprise that she's finding her way back. And she's been a great player in this league for a long time. She came over here and was winning championships with Bendigo back in her early days, even before she became an Aussie. And now she's, you know, she's Vegemite and pies and all that sort of stuff, I hear, I believe. Not together.
All right, well, let's go to the tips first. All right, we'll just go with tips and then we'll come back to the play of the round. Geelong at home versus Bendigo.
Look, they put in a much better performance against Townsville than that 19-point final margin indicates. Mm-hmm. I think Townsville just got away from them when the game was shot. I don't think they'll beat Bendigo. I think they'll extend Bendigo. They'll give them a good game, but I think they're going to drop. That's the, what do we call it last time? The regional rampage.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, the Victorian regional rampage. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Okay. You've gone Caps versus Flames. Just because I want to, I'm going opposite. I'll go Flames. Southside at home versus Townsville. You got the Fire.
Absolutely.
Yep. Perth on the road against Adelaide. I'm sure
Perth needs that one. I think I think they'll get that. Yeah.
Geelong playing the Caps.
That could be an upset because Geelong could get that. But if I'm going with Canberra to make that fourth spot, so if they're going to do that, they absolutely have to win that game. So I'm predicting Canberra will get that.
Well, I'm saying they'll back up after a loss and definitely win that. And then you've got Bendigo at home versus Southside. I can't see anything but a Bendigo win there.
No. Okay. I agree with you. Yep.
Shanice Swain, I said
your
player of the round. The fact that she got 40. I can't. I know it's a loss, but you got to play to get 40, man. Like, you've got to be a baller. And I thought that was one of the highlights. I mean, 40 points.
40 out of 75.
On 25 field goals.
Hmm.
Right? That's unbelievable. That's 64%. Seven of 12 from the three-point line body.
Yeah,
that's outstanding performance. I can't.
But you're saying she's the player of the round. Sydney also played against Perth in that round, and she got 9 points in that game.
Yeah,
so I think that diminishes the overall round performance, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, fair.
Which is why I went for Courtney Woods of Townsville, because she was very consistent against Sydney, 21-7 and 6. Mm-hmm. And then against Geelong, she went 14-12 and 7. She was very influential. Enough. And didn't that happen to you once early in your life, that you were caught in the woods doing something you shouldn't have been?
Oh, I thought you meant that I was very influential. Have you changed your MVP with what's gone on lately?
No, Sammy Whitcomb is the player for me. Yeah.
Me too, yep. All right, well, we're getting to the very pointy end. I'm going to throw this out there because I just want to ask you, does anyone beat Bendigo?
Oh, yeah, look, yes. In a three-game series, anything can happen. So, yes, I think Townsville can get them. And I think it's going to end up being Townsville and Perth in the other semi-final. Because Bendigo's
I think Townsville will
so
play
Townsville,
Bendigo.
Perth,
I think Townsville will play Bendigo.
Sort of
that's just a gut
back
feeling.
A decade. That's when they were playing off of championships back then. So, and I do think Townsville can get them, but They're the absolute outright favourite, and rightly so.
Should be. Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm doing this barring any injuries and any mishaps, obviously.
Of course.
All right, well, that's the WNBL wrap. Thank you, Botond. That was very good. Why don't we move to the NBL, my man?
What a round that was. Before we get to that, though, let's talk about top sixes. What's your top six now? Because we're getting to really down the end. You've got to be able to sort of call it now.
Well, my top six is still the same, but slightly changed. So I got Illawarra as one, even though that was a hiccup. Melbourne, they deserve now to be second with what they've done and the wins that they've got. I've got Sydney third in front of Southeast purely because they beat them, and I thought that was the Kings' best win on this year by beating Southeast in Southeast. I've got Perth spiraling down into fifth. That was bad, I'm in Perth on. I got Perth two times this week that I'm commentating. One in Perth, where it's Southeast Melbourne. Then they come to Sydney. Two massive games, but we'll talk about that in a second. Then I got Adelaide six. What about you?
Okay, now for the very reason that you said that was Sydney's best win of the year, to go down into Melbourne and beat Southeast Melbourne, that was their best win of the year because Southeast Melbourne's better than them. So I'm going Illawarra 1, Melbourne 2, Southeast Melbourne 3.
Yeah.
And of course, we're basing this on everyone being healthy. So yeah, we're sort of hoping Derek Walton does make it back. Sydney's at 4 for me, and then Perth at 5, but only just ahead of Adelaide, who are coming now. They are really coming. That's a group that's on the, you can see that playing group is very much on the same page. And I think the coaches had to look at check out their book and sort of join in what they're thinking, because they're going to get it done with him or without him.
Okay. 29 games in the season. And just in case everyone was wondering, how does that work? 14 home and away. And then they had the one in Perth.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That was the neutral venue, if you call it. Cairns, I just want to ask you this. 7 wins, playing some really good basketball. They've got New Zealand coming up. New Zealand, 9 wins with 2 games. The best that they can have is 11. But if they don't win another game, can Cairns win their last 3 and get off bottom ladder?
Who are the other 2 that they're playing after New Zealand?
In Cairns?
Yep.
I'll come back to you on that one. Hang on. So round 19, they're playing New Zealand.
So it's 1 2 game. Wins.
Yeah. And then round 20, they're Brisbane at home, Tasmania away.
Oh, they potentially could win all of those.
That's right.
Think back to the early part of the season when they had their full team, when Taron Armstrong came back from injury and they had a little bit of a run, and we looked at them and thought, this team can make the 6. We had them in our 6 for quite a while.
Yes.
And it was only when the injury started happening. So, you know, like I read somewhere that Illawarra was supposedly complacent when they lost to Cairns and Cairns.
No way.
They went in there wanting to win that game. Cairns can play when they've got everyone right. And going down into Perth and winning in double overtime, beating, you know, having to play against 8 players for most of the game. That's for the Taipans fans to know that, yes, there are people that do see it the same way as you do. You know, that was an extraordinary effort. And I think they're coming home with a wet sail. You wouldn't want to be playing.
Well, let's just stay on that game, because we'll come back to the top 6. Mm-hmm. That was one of the most amazing games I've seen. I don't think you could hit Cairns any harder. You've got Bryce Cotton, who had 38, mind you, from 37 shots. That wasn't fantastic. No. But Sam Wardenberg was outstanding, right? But got fouled out, and probably, yeah, we'll talk about that later. They're literally playing 7 or 8 guys. Rob Edwards had 30. They hit some big shots.
Oh, yeah.
That was a game that Cairns 6 weeks ago just would have folded.
No, they wouldn't have had everybody, though.
Well, that's true.
Someone else would have been missing. Not, you know, like a Rob Edwards might have been out, or Tanner Groves might have been out. Like if we're looking at them as everyone being on the floor, and the same for New Zealand, if they had Parker Jackson, Cartwright, and everyone there, and again, another team that's going to miss the finals, same situation, Tasmania. Yeah. I mean, how many guys can you take out before you just go, this is ridiculous?
Enough. Speaking, and I know we're flying all over the place here, but when you said about who's the owner of New Zealand again?
Walsh.
Walsh. I saw something, and I'm sure I wasn't looking at this, but I saw Matt Walsh posted something saying that we probably haven't got it right with what happened and how we did it. And it was early in the year, bringing in Tucko. There might be a buyout or something. And then I saw that one of the Webster boys responded to that. So there seems like not all went down well there. Did you see that?
Which I didn't, but which Webster responded? Because Ty's on the Perth roster, so I don't think he's allowed to.
So no, it wasn't Corey. It was Corey. Yeah.
So I'd actually be interested to see that, because Corey's quite happy to say a few things when the time comes. You
know? Yeah, have a look at that. It was really interesting. I thought there was some stuff flying around. Staying on that Perth game, I thought Keanu Pinder was one of his better games, but only played 32 minutes in what, a 50-minute game?
Yeah,
I thought, like, 32 is good in a 40-minute game, but I thought that's 80 minutes. The guy had 29 and 11.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that bringing him off the bench is the right way to go.
Did you watch his presser?
I think you start your best 5, Brad.
Did you watch his presser? He said, I'm fine with that, but he's not. But he did say something in the presser where it was something like, you know, I know I'm playing well, and when my time comes, it was just something along the lines of, I'm frustrated. But it didn't say it, and John really was sitting next to him. All right, well, let's go back now. So let's talk about Illawarra, because we're now talking, you know, in your top 6. That was a bad loss, but Cairns were good.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes a team does have your number. Like I I've said this before at other places that I think with Cairns, when they're at full strength, they have this belief that they own Illawarra and they have this belief that they own Melbourne. And if you look at the results, you go, oh, geez, they have got them a number of times when they've been able to put their best foot forward. So I wasn't shocked by that result. I was out to dinner visiting a friend, and then they turned the TV on. It was halfway through the game, and he said, guess what? And I said, what, Cairns away out in front? I was not surprised at all, but I didn't think that Illawarra was complacent. They might have been the first time round in Wollongong a couple of weeks ago, but they went up there wanting to win that game and consolidate first place.
What they did wrong, Illawarra, is they had 12 assists from 36 makes, right? Now, mind you, 79 shots. There was a game a couple of weeks ago, I think it was against Tasmania, they had 21 assists off 25 makes in the first half. They didn't share the ball. Right. Yeah. Darius Days was a loss for them, but that ain't the excuse.
I didn't see the first half, and Trey Kill wasn't playing in the second. Did he get hurt?
No, not that I saw. He just played 18, 19 minutes, 13 points, 4 of 12. But I don't think so. And if he did, I missed it. You know what I mean? So, all right. Well, Melbourne, great win for Melbourne. Did you see enough there to say they're obviously beating Brisbane, I should say.
A 35-14 second quarter. It's over. And that was Melbourne taking care of business in that Melbourne way, so that we're back to that situation. We sort of reverted back to where we were a few weeks ago, where Illawarra and Melbourne looked like one and two, and then draw a line underneath them.
The best thing coming out of Melbourne, Ian Clark, 24 points, hit 5 threes. They knew it was going to happen, and it did. For me, it's all about Jack White. You know Ian Clark's going to bring it. Delhi will do it. Chris will do it. Jack White, to me, is the linchpin. If he plays the way he can play, like we've seen him a couple of times against Sydney, a couple of times against other teams, I thought he was decent against in that Perth game as well. If he plays that, they are right there to win the chip. All right, let's move on. You had South East Melbourne in third spot. What did you think about them easy win, obviously, against the very undermanned Tassie. Yeah.
Look, you just 116-80. I mean, Tasmania again, very competitive for a while, but let's walk through it again. Magne's out, McDonald's out, Deng's out, and for this game, Anthony Drimmick was out. It's like, the water boy's going to get a run soon. So
41-18 in the fourth.
Yeah, that's it. They've hit the wall. They're done. They're cooked. They've competed till then, and then that's it. They can't go any further. So I'm still impressed with South East Melbourne. They're taking care of business again, a bit like Melbourne did with Brisbane. They're just getting out there and getting it done. Same with Adelaide, New Zealand. They just went out there and got it done. The big game, of course, was Adelaide beating Sydney.
Yeah, well, that's my next one I was going to come to. Jalen Adams had 43. I felt the ball was sticky in everyone's fingers again. They went back through that old style of basketball. Kwot Noi, 3 of 13, 2 of 7, came back. And still had, he's 8 points, but it just didn't work the way they were playing it. I like when they moved the ball more. I thought it was interesting. Sean Bruce didn't play. I listened to Gorgian's presser afterwards, and he was just saying that it wasn't that fit. They wanted to get up the floor, and that's why he was playing Leartha. But let's take Adelaide, take nothing away from him. I thought they were brilliant. And I know that you say Kendrick Davis with 30. I thought the best player by far was Isaac Humphries. He was outstanding.
Yeah. Yep. It's almost like I'm home in Sydney. I just want to friends and family are here. Have a look. This is what I can do when I'm given the ball. He's a very good player and a very key element to that team's success. It's not just Montrezl Harrell and Kendrick Davis.
No, he is the key.
He is the key. When he's on, well, now you've got
lights out.
We've said all along, they've got the talent to win this.
I do enjoy the pressers. I listen to the presser, and you heard Mike Wells. He's now playing 8 guys, and that 8 is, Jason Kadee. He's got Sunday back. You've got Jarrell Matt Martin. Mayen. You've got Jarrell Martin. You've got those guys where he's like, now I can play some serious guys here. I've got my 8, and he's really limited that. I still don't think we've seen the best of Jarrell Martin, and you can just see that guy coming good in the playoffs. Man, they're gonna if they get 6th spot, which we all assume they will, ever underestimate Tasmania. Who wants to come 5th? Oh, God.
Yeah, well, they're playing Perth again. At this stage, I've got Perth as 5th, and they're playing Perth again, I think, late in the last round. So they might be playing them back to back.
Wow. So, well, just with Adelaide, obviously they pump New Zealand, so that's not the end of the world. So Adelaide play Brisbane this week, right? Then after that, I think they go to Perth.
Southeast Melbourne. Adelaide's got at home to Brisbane this round, and then they're away to Southeast Melbourne this round. I think they got Perth next week.
Sorry, you're right. They did. I missed that one. You're right. And then they've got Perth next week away.
Yeah.
So, and that could be.
They've won there a few weeks ago.
Oh, they're not scared. No, they're not scared. All right. Why don't you give me your best moment, please?
Well, the moment that amused me was when Montrezl Harrell and Jonah Bolden in about the second minute of the game, Adelaide, New Zealand, they're under the basket. They've already had a little few words to each other. And he just gives him a little nudge, Jonah. Gives him a little nudge, not really a big push. And Montrezl goes flying out of court and lands on his butt and jumps onto his feet and runs back in as though this is the most heinous thing that's ever happened. And like I'm sitting at home laughing. I'm just laughing at the whole thing.
You know? I did love it.
Unfortunately, they got a double foul, but unfortunately for Jonah Bolden, that was already his second, and that he was out. So that impacted very, very heavily on them, far more so than it did on them.
If I'm a coach, I'm telling a player to crack Montrezl really early and really hard. Right, let's try and get him upset and angry.
Good luck. Yeah, I know. Well, you're who's the player? That's
I didn't say they're going to make me do it, mate. That would be a fly. okay. Well, crack, let me go. Kruger. My best moment was Bryce Cotton's three to tie it up. Right. Now, I know they lost and he had 37 shots. He still had 38 points. Yeah. And, man, that three, 15 seconds, I think it was, he's still at the tied up. What a crossover. And just bang. And he made that. Yes, I know they lost. He's missed some free throws and all of that. But, man, that was just like, you know, when you get up and you scream? Like, that was awesome, you know? Like, yeah.
I do that every time the TV game comes on. I know you're
and on I'm not there. On there.
No, you're on there. That's when I get up and scream. But is that the one where Tanner Groves was allegedly supposed to have fouled him on the 3-point shot?
No, I think it was the one where Tanner actually he slipped, but it looked like he shot him out of his boots. Yep. That one. Yep. But yeah, that three was interesting. And then you look at a few minutes later, I think it was Pinder comes right over the back of Sam Wardenberg.
Oh yeah, how's that not a foul? How was that not a foul? That was a mark in Aussie rules football. Seriously, it was disgraceful.
That was funny. All right, give me who's your player of the round.
For me, it's Sam Wardenberg. Cairns had two wins, and he was really the backbone of both of them. 18-6-3 against Illawarra, 24-9-9 against Perth. Very consistent, very strong. That's the same Wardenberg we saw in year one. Didn't see that much of him in his sophomore year, but he's back to that player. And when he's that player, Cairns is a tough team.
Good call. How about you? Mine is Matt Hurt for two reasons.
Good.
He had 29 points at 17 field goals. I didn't go Jalen Adams because he had 40, just in case, right? But they lost, right? I went Matt Hurt, 29 points off 17 shots, 8 free throws, and he had 6 boards. But the thing that was more impressive and why I loved it, they went through him again. Matt Hurt, you're our number one guy, right? Sobey shot 4 shots. Now, I'm not being disrespectful to Sobey, but we know sometimes Sobes can try and take over. You've mentioned that a lot of times, and it's happened with the week before, and it's not right. Where with Matt Hurt, yes, they won by close to 40, 36 or whatever it was, but I just love that Matt Hurt got the ball, and he just knows how to put it in the hole. He is unbelievable. Mate, give me your nasty.
My nasty is the post-game press conferences. Ooh. Now, what happens in a post-game press conference as a coach and sometimes a player sit down at a table and all the journalists and reporters in the room put their recorders on the table. Then they go and they sit in the press gallery and the only person that is mic'd is the coach and the player. And so 9 times out of 9, not out of 10, you don't hear the question. You just hear the answer. So I think at the NBL, if they want to be a little bit more professional, they've got to have someone in the room with a roving mic so that you hand it to the guy and he says, "Hi, I'm Joe Bloggs from the Daily Telegraph. I'd like to know what happened in the second quarter, blah, blah, blah." If you're watching the press conference, you actually hear the question. I mean, that's really amateur hour that you're just trying to sort of work out what the question must have been based on the answer.
Yeah, I love the press. I listen to every presser. I love it, right? I love getting in their coaches' heads and stuff. And sometimes I do hear very much. I hear Chris. I think Chris is in Townsville or something, or Cairns or something. I'm not sure where he is, or was it Tasman? I'm not sure. Or Perth, actually. I think he's in Perth, and he logs in, and you can hear it because they go anyone on the Zoom or whatever it is. So I do hear some of his, but yeah, others I don't. And I do agree that would be good. Mate, my rattler. It is from the press conference as well. Uh-huh. I'm upset that they don't bring players when they lose. Now, not every team, but I want to hear from a player and a coach. I don't just want to hear from the coach. And I can understand if a coach comes in and you can be angry, but like, I feel players owe it to everyone. Like if no one wants to come in, then it's the captain's responsibility.
Yeah.
Right. Now, you don't have to bring the captain every week. That's boring. You do want different players. But, you know, you bring out these guys when they have really good games. You got to do it when they don't. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying all teams don't do it. I'm pretty sure I saw DJ in one recently where they lost. Yeah. And he's very open. He's always very good until it says it as it is. But I just find it disappointing that I think players should be there. I've sat in press conferences after losses and it's not fun. Right. But I just think it's part of the gig. Your thoughts on that?
No, I agree with you completely. If you're going to do it, you've got to do it properly. Have a coach and a player, and have the journalists or the reporters mic'd. Amen. Let's move on. We're just going to quickly run through this week's round. Tasmania, Illawarra, who's winning that?
Didn't we? I thought we already did that. My goodness, we didn't. Okay. Illawarra. You're going to do it. Okay, you go.
Adelaide, Brisbane. Adelaide.
Yep.
Perth, South East Melbourne, I'm going for the Phoenix.
Not as well. Yep, I agree. I think they're going to be – they're playing really well, as long as they go through Hurt. Give Matt Hurt the ball.
Yep. Cairns to beat New Zealand in New Zealand.
Agreed.
Melbourne to beat Taz. I mean, we can't really pick Taz with the way they're going at the minute. Sydney, Perth, that's a really key fixture.
Sydney at home for me, the fact on the back of a loss against Adelaide.
I'm in complete agreement.
And also add – to that, sorry, just to cut you off there, also add the fact that they've been sitting in Sydney for a week. Perth have got a Friday night game, not a great preparation for a Sunday afternoon.
No, okay. And the last one is maybe the game of the round. If the other one isn't, then South East Melbourne Adelaide might be the game of the round. That's a very, very tight. It's in Melbourne. I think it's back at John Cain Arena. Yeah, tennis is done.
You know what? I was going to say South East. But the fact that they go to Perth and come – oh, no, I'm going to stick with my original. I'm going to stay with South East. But, man, that is not feeling confident at all. Adelaide are humming. But I just need to see a little bit more Adelaide do it consistently before I can say they get – who you got in that one?
I'm also going with the Phoenix. So we're picking the Phoenix to beat Perth and Adelaide, which is a pretty good weekend it would be if I was –
Which really, you'd have to say to yourself, how can they? They're two bloody good teams. And then you're saying Perth lose both. I'm saying that. Adelaide don't win a game after on the back of beating Sydney and Sydney. Like, I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's a good comp. All right. Yeah. That's it. We're out. We've done it in record time.
Absolutely. Everyone, thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying it. Boddy and I are having an awfully lot of fun doing all of this. Botton, my friend, I'll see you next week.
Okay, brother.
Bradley. I never get Bradley, only when I'm in trouble. Did I say something wrong?
Well, I only ever got Botton when my dad needed me to, because I was in trouble. Botton!
See you, Botton!